Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, I've known him for a long time, Tony Johnson. How are you, Tony?
Fine, Kevin. Thank you.
I know you for a lot of different hats to wear, so I'm always, I have to think for a second, but this time you're here to talk about the Iasco County Community Foundation, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
We've got coming up, we're looking for nominations for Philanthropist of the Year. It's an award that we've given out for the last 4 years. This will be the fifth year that we give it out, and we really want to recognize folks in our community that are so giving, and not just of dollars, people that give of their time, their talents, and their treasures. So,
yeah, looking at the first award winners, no surprise there, Kelby Ruckel and Kathy Allward.
Yeah, certainly names that you would recognize. Yeah. Dan Stock, anybody who's right. involved in anything in Oscoda would know Dan.
Jane Meyer.
As well as Jane Meyer, absolutely.
Yeah, those were great choices. And I know there's plenty more, but before we get into how they nominate, let's talk a little background about the foundation. Tell us a little bit about what that purpose that serves.
Sure. Well, the foundation is an affiliate foundation of the Community Foundation for Northeastern Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we kind of take on the role just for Iasco County, and basically keeping philanthropy going. We have about $4 million in assets. Those assets represent probably about 30 different groups or funds, different causes, whether it be scholarships or there's the Pine River Coalition. So, you know, some of the waterways and different groups around the area that want to make sure that their cause is looked after financially forever, basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we make different grants and give out scholarships and things all throughout the year. In particular, the board of directors, of which I'm the president, is responsible for granting the unrestricted dollars in our what we call our community needs fund.
Okay.
That's one of our major responsibilities. And then we have a youth advisory council that's responsible for granting dollars that are pertaining to youth causes.
Yeah.
So what better way for the youth causes to be looked after but other than by the youth of the area.
Exactly. Well, now back to the philanthropy award. We were talking about who's been the winner so far. That kind of gives us an idea, as you kind of mentioned, you brushed on it, what you're looking for. So the nominating process is going on right now, right?
It is. It actually ends on Tuesday, so we're getting right down to the end. So we love to see when the nominations come in of all the things that are being done around the area. Really, there's just a few requirements. The nominee should be from the Iasco County area, they should give generously of their time and talents.
Right.
It's not all about the dollars. There's lots of ways for people to give, and we're always so gratified when we get the nominations of just the amount of good work that's being done out there in the county.
Boy, indeed. Now, Tony, how do they go about it? If they know somebody, if there's somebody listening in saying, I know just the person, how do they go about nominating somebody?
It's really simple. You can go to the website, which is iccf-online.org, and go to the community tab, and you'll find the nomination form right there. Really easy to fill out. You can email that in, fax it in, mail it in, however you want to get that to us. That would be great.
Now, is it the foundation that decides who will be the philanthropist of the year?
It is. It's the board of directors. We review all the nominations and pick a winner later in at our meeting in March, and we present the award at our May. We have a luncheon where we present the award.
Very good. So go to the website. That's the best place to go to learn more about
Absolutely
this.
Best place. Yep. Yeah. Or you can call the foundation if that's not a great option for you, and they can give you better directions on how to get a nomination in.
Yeah, there's plenty of great people out there. I know, I can think just sitting here of two or three or four people I know personally who are very deserving of an award like this. And those are the people who usually say, I'm not doing it for that. But it's nice to recognize those people, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, I've been fortunate to meet all the winners and actually present the awards myself. And every winner is very modest. They do what they do because they love it. because they want to give back to their community. They're truly examples of what philanthropy is all about, and we're hoping that we can recognize someone else this year.
Again, the Iosco County Community Foundation Philanthropist of the Year. You got to have your nominations in by this Tuesday. And President of the Board of Directors for the foundation, Tony Johnson. Always a pleasure, Tony, and we'll look forward to hearing who the Philanthropist of the Year is later on this year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kevin.